This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Action Heating and Air, Darien Pharmacy, Southern Hardware, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And now, here's your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coach Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. The segment of the Buccaneers Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgeon, Southern Hardware, Darien Pharmacy, and Action Heating and Air. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Tony Glazer. Well, Tony, we went up to Jefferson County Friday night and played Riceville, the home of Herschel Walker. And we had an opportunity to win that ball game, Tony, but we made our Achilles heel again. Turnovers, mistakes, and it cost us.
Yeah, definitely. We shot ourselves in the foot numerous times Friday night, as you mentioned, the turnovers. And, you know, we turned over on downs twice, which, you know, to me, that's just like a turnover.
Yes, yes.
We did go four on fourth down four times and did get it twice.
Right.
But the two we didn't get was big, with one of them being on the two-yard line.
Mm.
That was definitely big. And that was, you know, we started the second half down 12-0, got a three and out, went 75 yards.
Wow.
Got down to the 3-yard line, first and goal, couldn't get
man.
In. So, I mean, that to me, that would have been an opportunity for us to change the course of the ball game, because we just literally strode and moved the ball the first half.
Yes.
And went right down their throats to start the second half. But like I said, it was a game of mistakes on Friday night, and they made less, they turned over less, they were able to get the win.
And Tony, you know, anytime your defense hold a team to 12 points, that's an opportunity for you to get a win. I mean, your defense played great all year, man. You know, you should be proud of your defense. You know, we a lot of time the offense sometimes put us in bad position, but I was very proud of your defense, Tony, and the way they played all year.
Yeah, anytime, as you mentioned, you go into a game and you give up 12 points, and then we also won the special teams battle. We control field position off of special teams. That should have been good enough to win, but
yes,
it wasn't. And, you know, in the case of Friday night, we got to do a better job of, you know, scoring the football when we get in the red zone. We got in the red zone three times on Friday. We threw an interception, we fumbled, and we got stopped on the 3-yard line.
Wow.
That makes it tough. And, you know, you want to win ball games. That's the difference, you know, all the close games we've had this year.
Yes.
It's little things that make a difference in who wins.
Yes.
And Friday night, we didn't do the little things offensively to give us a chance to win.
But, Tony, talking about that situation, you know, all throughout the year, when you don't do the little things to win ball games, that gonna hurt you of your chance of making the playoffs. You know, people think one ball game don't count. Every ball game you play in that region, it really, really counts. You know, if you lose this one, oh, we ain't going to worry about this one. Yeah, we're going to worry about next week. But that one loss may come back to haunt you for playoffs during the season.
Exactly. You know, you have a close game. And, you know, we had a chance to beat Savannah Country today.
Yes.
I personally think if we would have held on and beat them,
yes,
I think we would have played better against Claxton than what we actually did, because – anytime you get high school kids and you get a big win, that would have been a huge win for us.
Mm.
And it's all, you know, it's all about momentum.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, you know, in terms of playoff, you got to win every game you possibly can.
Everyone.
And when you're dealing with, we really can't make much errors. Not like we're just that much overly talented better than teams
right.
we face. Then you can make mistakes.
Sure.
But when you're evenly matched or not as strong as teams you face,
right,
you can't beat them in mistakes.
No.
You got to beat them in every area but mistakes. And unfortunately, you know, we didn't do our best Friday night to win that game, you know, due to the mistakes. You know, we had a few penalties, and just anytime you turn the ball over three times, they turn over zero.
Yes.
You lose 12-0.
Yes.
That shows you why.
And Tony, you know, I'm not making excuses. Man, we was a hell of a young football team this year, Tony. You started ninth grade quarterbacks a lot this year, man. And ninth grade quarterbacks, normally it's hard, unless they're an exceptional kid, it's hard to get that job done, Tony.
It is. It's hard to grasp the mental game. That's the biggest thing for, you know, the freshmen that come up. Some of them are physically able to play, but it's the mental aspect of the game. You know, get out on Friday night, seeing a different look than you've seen in practice, make a mistake. How do you react? And you really won't find out until you go out there.
Yes.
You know, as you know, I mentioned, we were a younger team, but, you know, I was okay with making those mistakes at the beginning of the year.
Right.
By the end of the year,
right,
these freshmen are sophomores and sophomores are juniors, because, you know, they played enough games this time to get where we, you know, minimize the mistakes to give us a chance to win. Because, you know, we know going this offseason, we got to find a way to be more consistent and get bigger and stronger, you know, going into next season. Because we know, you know, this season – wasn't what none of us wanted. We know going into next year would be unacceptable to
sure.
do that. We're going with the mentality that we're we're going back to the playoffs next year. That's our mentality in the offseason. And anything other than that will be a disappointment.
Yes. This is DMC and Coach's Show with head coach Tony Glaith on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, Tony, you know, we talked about getting better every ball game, and I feel like the team did it. I mean, we got better. We were in every ball game, you know, except that Savannah Christian game. We just didn't come out to play that ball game. Yeah, we had a young team, but like you say, Tony, this offseason, we got to work our butt off starting tomorrow.
Yes, we, you know, we've understand that this year is over with. Right. You know, we kind of talked about some things that happened this year, you know, good and bad, because there were some good things that happened this year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we had a great group of senior leaders that are moving on from us that, you know, left an example, you know, every day, you know, that's what I mentioned, every day in the weight room, every day in the practice field, show these younger guys what it takes.
Right.
You know, unfortunately for them, there's only three of them.
Yes.
So it made it tough, you know, and then, of course, you know, playing for three different head coaches, it's tough. But, you know, they never complained. They went forward with it, you know, gave us our best effort. But we got to know going in the offseason, what we did this past year wasn't enough to get the wins.
Right.
So we know going in the offseason, we got to work that much harder, you know, get more bodies, and just, you know, everybody's got to get individually better within the team scheme.
Yes.
That's how you win football games. It's the ultimate team sport.
Show.
But you have to win individual matchups within the team game.
Right. And Tony, like you was just saying, we got to get these guys out early this year. And, you know, everybody working on the same page. You know, this guy know what this guy going to do. You know what this guy, the coaches know what these guys are capable of, Tony. And you know, we didn't have time to do that this year, man. It made it hard for you. It made it hard for the kids, like you said, man. These kids didn't have three coaches in 3 years. And man, that makes it tough, you know. And you came in here at the last, and you were just throwing it to the fire and say, hey, it's a football team. Take them down and go do what you can do with them, you know. So, but now we're hoping, you know, coming in new this year, our kids are going to get bigger, faster, and stronger, and we're going to eliminate those little mental mistakes, and we all going to bind together and have a good season next year, Tony.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, last year, you know, getting here, we literally had an introduction meeting and then a spring meeting.
Yes.
And then we're on that spring practice. I mean, when we started spring, I probably knew about six of the kids.
Ooh.
Just, you know, because I wasn't here then either.
Right.
I was coming over every day and, you know, getting stuff done, getting stuff set up to do spring.
Right.
Because there was a point in time it didn't look like we were going to have spring. You know, we didn't have a game, didn't have practice dates set up, so we had to get all that taken care of. You know, we went through spring with 28 kids.
Wow.
It makes it tough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I feel like we're at a much better advantage right now. I mean, we're going to have more 8th graders coming up than what we're losing 12th graders. And we've got kids in the school building who say they want to play.
Good.
And who didn't play last year. And we're going to work them to see if they actually want to play.
Yes.
Because in order to get, as you mentioned, we got to have them now. We can't wait to August or July. And in order to get a set of equipment in spring, they're going to have to earn that equipment these next couple months to where they're able to come out in spring football.
And Tony, I heard you say, Mr. Palmer, the reason why I can't cut nobody is because we only have, you know, we just got enough kids trying to fill up a team right now. And, you know, I got to use what I got, you know. But next year, Tony, these guys need to earn these spots. Nobody got no spots starting next year. They have to earn those spots.
Oh, yeah. Everything's open. Even a younger football team, everything open.
Yes.
It's like when we played Pierce County last or earlier this year in Brunswick, you know, Isaiah Jason, our starting running back, had to play scout team running back.
Wow.
Because we had no other running backs on the roster who could play other than Johnny, and Johnny was on defense.
Right.
You can't win football games like that.
No.
Because one, you can't pound him.
No.
Because you need him.
Sure.
And two, you can't let your defense cut loose because you don't want him to pound him.
That's right.
And you know, that's, you know, scout team's a good chance to let these younger guys get better, but when you couldn't run scout team because you didn't have enough guys, it makes it very difficult
very
to build
hard.
Something.
Yes.
But luckily towards the end of the year we were able to get where we could start practicing the way we wanted to.
Right.
And hopefully going the next season, you know, the numbers will increase and, you know, guys will have a better understanding of what's expected of them.
Okay. More to come on the Buccaneers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coach Show with Head Coach Tony Glenn on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medics and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Action Heating and Air. You know, Tony, my brother there, he did the clock up there at the ball game, and they was talking about some of the kids on our team. You know, our little middle linebacker, Josh Amoson, and number four, Isaiah. You know, the little running backs, Isaiah and the kid, Cummings, Johnny Cummings. And they said, man, this little McIntosh team got some talent. And you know, Tony, so that's why I know people fear the Buccaneers, and they know what we're capable of doing. Now, next year, Tony, we're going to bring the best out of these kids, and people are going to see a difference in the Buccaneers team next year.
Yeah, I think so. It's just going to be in terms, you know, like I said, as I've mentioned, you know, many times, football's all in the team game.
Yes, yes.
And we've got to get to where we're playing as a team and not just, you know, have one guy out there running around doing his thing. We got to, you know, defensive, that was our biggest thing early on in the year.
Right.
We weren't playing team defense.
No.
And when we started playing team defense and we fit right, man, we were a pretty good defensive football
team. We started smashing people.
And, you know, and then on Friday when we got out of place, got out of assignment, we gave up two long plays. That's all it was. But, you know, in terms of, you know, growing this team the next year, it's the same thing. Special teams, offense, defense, we've got to get where we're a team.
Yes.
And we don't have to rely just on, as you mentioned, two, three guys. We got to have 11 guys who can play, ready to go, and then have another four or five we can plug on in because, you know, if this year will tell you anything, injuries will occur.
Oh, yeah.
Because we ran through a lot of it, you know, and we got to have the next guy ready to go.
Sure.
So hopefully, you know, going the offseason, a full offseason to actually do stuff in the offseason, where last year we really didn't get hot and heavy until June.
Now we're
starting hot and heavy right now.
And Tony, you know, like we were just talking, you know, losing Josh Amoson, you know, losing this the two Austin and Tyler.
The Crosby boys.
Man, those guys are a big part of our football team. And those guys are key parts of our team, Tony. Not having those guys, man, and you had to plug other little night graders in, that makes it tough on a Friday night.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, having, you know, Tyler back the last two games made a difference on defense. And then Austin was back on Friday. You know, Austin, you know, for a freshman, he's got the size.
Oh, yes.
But it's still the mental game. You know, he played defense earlier in the year, came up quarterback, had a couple injuries. He actually played a little bit quarterback on Friday night for us, the second half.
Good.
And he's the one who, you know, led the drive all the way down the field running the football. He did a good job, you know, because he literally only worked – he ain't worked quarterback since week one. We threw him back in the fire last week. So he did a good job, you know. But losing guys like that kills you on special teams.
Sure.
You know, we had a lot of guys throughout the year who – just couldn't play, whether it was 1 week or 2 weeks. And it makes a difference because, you know, like you mentioned, you have, you know, Johnny Cummins and Isaiah playing both ways.
Yes.
When we have additional bodies, we can get them out for a player or two.
Them,
but
yeah,
when you don't have those bodies, it makes it tough.
Makes it hard. And, you know, like you said, we drove the ball all the way down, got it on the three-yard line. You turned the – that's 18 points right there, Tony. That's 21 points if you make the extra points. And, you know, man, but like you said, man, our special team, Tony, I got to take my hats off to you. Your special team did a great job this all season long. People were afraid to kick us the ball. They want to pooch it because our special team gave us great field position every night, Tony, and I was proud of your special team. And you really must reward those guys hard in practice.
Yeah, that happened on Friday. They didn't kick deep one time on Friday.
Wow.
Everything they kicked was a squib on onside. They refused to kick the ball to any of our deep guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we work special teams every day to start practice, every single day, you know. I'm sure it becomes repetitive for the kids, but we don't make mental mistakes in the special team game, and it shows, you know.
Right.
And Coach Harrison, you know, he does our special teams. He does a great job with it, has a good plan every week. We kind of alter our scheme a little bit each week. And, of course, you know, Seth Maxwell, whether it's extra points, you know, field goals, kickoffs, or punt, he's a weapon.
Yes.
And, you know, I'll go ahead and throw this out there, too. David Hewlett did a great job of snapping this year. We didn't have one bad snap
on
punt or extra point all year. And that goes a long – I mean, that's a long way. You know, it allows your punter to relax and kick because he knows he's going to get a good snap, which gives him time, extra second to kick the ball, which – makes a difference when people come running at you full speed.
And, Tony, we'll have Hewlett back again next year also, wouldn't we? Man,
yep.
I'm happy about your offensive line, Tony. If we can just get these guys to click together and block the way we are capable of blocking, man, the sky's the limit for the Buccaneers next year.
Yeah, you know, we got, you know, all five of our offensive line starters will be back. We've got a couple other guys who played who will be back. They've just got to, you know, like the whole team, they've got to get bigger, faster, and stronger.
Right.
And then get where we understand what we're doing scheme-wise a little bit better, you know, because at times this year, just like on defense, we made mistakes.
Right.
offensive line, same thing. We'd be blocking fine. The next you know, a guy shoots right through the hole. Nobody touched him.
Right.
And you lose 3 yards. And the team we are, we can't get behind the chains where that's lost yards on plays or penalties. So we got to do a better job this year. You know, not just, you know, saying about linemen. I mean, even there's times this year the backs open up the wrong way and cause us to lose yards. Little things make a difference when you're trying to play a football game against in a very competitive region against competitive teams. You can't make more mistakes than your opponent.
You listen to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, like you was just saying, you know, man, we are in a tough, tough single A region with Calvary, Savannah Christian, Meadow, a much improved Claxton team, a much improved Jenkins County team, Tony. So you have to bring your A game every night against these teams. And we cannot continue to if we do what we did this year again next year, it'll be the same results, Tony. We got to correct those things.
Exactly. I mean, you know, talking about our region, you got us. We finished fifth on our side of the region, and Claxton beat us by 8 points.
Wow.
Portal finished last on our side, and we beat, you know, Portal by 3 scores.
Right.
But then they lost to Claxton by 1.
Wow.
And had a chance to win at the end. He had a touchdown call back with a minute to go. Just to show you that just – and Claxton won 7 football games.
Yeah, man.
Portal won 2, we won 1. It just shows you we're not that far, and our region's competitive. You've got to bring your best every night.
Every night.
Because if you don't, you either going to get run out of the stadium or you're going to lose a game that you shouldn't have lost.
Yes, sir.
And in our case this year, it was going into games even where we felt like we were evenly matched to a certain extent.
Right.
We had to play our best game to give us a chance to win those games. Sure. It'll be the same thing next year, but I'm hoping, you know, the experience will make a difference. We won't make, as you mentioned, you know, the freshman and sophomore mistakes, and we should be stronger.
Yes.
So that, which that will go a long way, too.
And, Tony, look at the experience these ninth graders got this year, man, just, you know, by getting that early start. Yeah, we didn't win the ball games, but that experience, man, putting them in position, learning how to win these games means a lot, Tony. And I'm looking forward to see how these guys going to react next year after what they done been through this year, because they've been in the fire. They had opportunities to win these ball games, and they should know how they feel and want to come out next year and do better themselves, Tony.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of games I feel like we left it all out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could look in the guys' eyes after them. It hurt.
Yeah.
And it's like we've been talking about all, you know, I say all offseason, it's been this week. Is we don't want to feel like that next year.
No, man.
I know I don't as a coach, and I know the guys don't want as players. So we, and I just told them anytime you know you get tired or you don't want to do that extra set of squats, just remember that feeling last year.
Yes.
Remember how you felt after the Claxton game.
Yes.
Remember how you felt after the Country Day game. Remember how that felt. And then when you're working, feel how good it felt after the Portal game.
Oh, man.
That's what we're working towards. You know, we want to get to where even if we do lose that ball game, we left it all out.
Sure, man. And Tony, the head coach, if your kids give you 110%, win, lose, or draw, you can't ask no more. And, you know, when the kids go out and put the effort, hey, I'm proud of them, win, lose, or draw. Somebody got to win the football game and somebody got to lose. But I don't like to lose all the time. But you know, Tony, but if you give me that 110%, I don't care. That's just me now, you understand? And but as a coach, you want to win the ball game if you can. But if your kids give, but if your kids give you all they got, you got to be proud of them.
No, exactly. You know, in most games this year, other than the Savannah Christian game, I feel like our kids, I wouldn't say we played our best game, but we did our best, you know, minus the mistakes and the turnovers. We gave the best effort. We gave 110% effort. Now, there was times we made mistakes, but everybody makes mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, we say every day, if you make a mistake, at least do it going hard.
Yes.
But they also got to understand, too, like you mentioned, we all want to win.
Yeah.
But in order to win, don't matter if you're going 110% or not, you've got to minimize mistakes.
Sure.
And get that hunger inside you where anything other than winning is unnecessary.
It's unnecessary.
And we got to work to that standard to get back to that standard. In order to – it's like I tell the guys all the time when we're, you know, doing heavy weights, Coach, I can't do that. Put a little bit more weight on.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to feel the weight
to
get the weight.
Yes, sir.
You've got to feel the win to go get that win.
Yes.
And when we get to where we feel those wins,
we're
going to start going to get those wins.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back to the Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glendale on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit. That doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, servicing McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, Action Heating and Air can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available. Action Heating and Air, 265-3008, online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks!
Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. Darien Pharmacy accepts most insurances and offers competitive cash prices. Free delivery to McIntosh and Glynn counties. Look for them on Facebook and on their website, DarienRx.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784. And let's go Bucks!
All right, welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. This segment is brought to you by Darren RNX. Well, Tony, you know, we're just sitting and talking, and I'm excited about next year, excited about what happened this year. Yeah, our record didn't indicate, but Tony, our record didn't indicate how hard this football team came and how many wins we could have had, Tony, if we just did the little things. But next year, we correct those little things, and like you say, hitting that weight room, getting that little extra weight, when you're feeling and pushing yourselves, when you're out there running your sprints after practice, when it hurts, pushing through, man, that's make champions, and that big winners, Tony.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you go to any time, you know, you're new coming into a place, mm-hmm. you know, and you come in and April, late April, which I did, you mm-hmm. know, in terms of coming down here. And we start spring the first week of May. It gets going quick. You know, you bring in some new coaches. You know, we have, you know, kids who, as I mentioned before, they played last year, but they didn't play much varsity, actually.
Right,
most of them were junior varsity players. Other than a couple people like Johnny Cummins and Isaiah, you know, played varsity. But they've got to get that experience, get those reps. And I think it took us to get to about week three or week four where we all fully bought into what we were doing offensively, defensively, team-wise. But at that point in time, you know, we made strides.
Sure.
But if we could have done that in June, in July, I think we'd been much better off. And I'm hoping now that we're in a good position right now.
Yes.
I'm hoping that we'll be able to hit the ground running, you know, off-season, which we already have. Come spring ball, you know, we're 45, 50 kids knocking the door to come out there. And, you know, hopefully we can get a spring scrimmage in Capultas right in the summer with high attendance. And I think we have a chance to get back to where we want to be,
yes.
I think is the best way to say. I mean, we still got a tough schedule.
Sure.
But I think we can get back to where we all want us to be.
Oh, yeah. And you know, Tony, you was just saying, you know, high caliber football and lots of things, Tony, you couldn't put in because the kids were so far behind. You know, you couldn't come in and say, all right, we're going to run a wing T offense, and you didn't do it all summer, all spring. You just can't come and say, all right, I'm going to put this in because the guys ain't going to pick it up, Tony. But now when you got this all the summer off season, you can do what you want to do, and then the kids will have time to learn what you want to teach, and you don't have to wait because during the week, you got to get prepared for a game. And you can't put in 20 different things for that game that night. Time you don't go prepare and get ready for your next game. These things you can't put in, Tony. You got to stay as basic as you can.
Exactly. You know, and we had to spend spring and pretty much most of summer and even some of the fall teaching offense and defense. Where that stuff that we can build on from what we ran last year right now.
Right.
So when we get out there in the spring, we already know what we're doing. We're just adding to it.
Right.
And we're fine-tuning it.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like you want to fine-tune everything you do because, you know, offensively it's all about flow and tempo. And the quicker your plays hit, the better the timing is.
Yes.
The better you'll block and the better you'll run. And defensively, it's about getting lined up.
Sure.
Knowing your assignment and playing ball.
Sure.
And they'll always tell you as a football coach, a team that thinks less plays faster.
Play
a team that thinks much plays slow.
Sure.
And I think you know, we're still, even the last game, we still at times struggle to get lined up.
Yeah.
But again, we're thinking. When we get where we're not thinking so much,
right.
I think we're going to be a pretty good football team.
And you know, Tony, like you was just saying, Johnny Cummins didn't play football all much last year. He had a back problem.
Yeah.
But man, I'm proud of that young man, Tony. He did a hell of a job for, you know, great leadership. Great senior. He never complained. He played where you put him to play. He never mumbled. He never grumbled. And you root for kids like that, Tony. You know, Johnny worked his butt off this year for you.
Oh, absolutely. Like you mentioned, I went through and, you know, looked at all the films. Of course, one of the first things I did when we got hired, and he wasn't out there much because, as you mentioned, he was injured. I mean, he had played a lot last year if he wasn't injured. He's a good ball player. And he was injured, wasn't able to go through spring either.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't actually see what Johnny could do
until
the first day of summer practice.
Right.
And I knew we had something special with Johnny when I said, okay, that last week of school, the teachers at McIntosh are doing post-planning.
Mm-hmm.
I was already done because Liberty finished a week earlier.
Right.
So I was like, I'll be up here cleaning up the weight room. If anybody wants to come up here and lift, it's optional. It's not mandatory.
Right.
You know, we had four or five kids show up.
Mm.
Johnny was there every day.
Wow.
And he took over the leadership from day one.
Okay.
And it carried into the summer all year to where he didn't miss at all.
Man.
And, you know, he held everybody accountable. He's going to be a hard kid to miss. You know, obviously his on-field production, but, you know, his leadership, and he's a great kid to have around. And just, I think it'll be good, though, because we do have some talented younger kids.
Good.
And I really couldn't find a better example for guys to model their game and their behavior around other than Johnny Cummins. Okay. So.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Tony Glaith on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Tony, you know, I know it was a tough loss Friday night. But to sum up your season, Tony, and tell me what you think we need to do for next year just to have an opportunity to get back to the playoff next year. Tony, what do we have to do? And give me your overall opinion on your team this year.
I think this year, I mean, I think we were a team that we were younger. We played really hard. The kids never gave up. I feel, you know, in our case, unfortunately, I think we kind of had a tough draw with who we had to play. I think it kind of didn't reflect. I think, you know, it's like, you know, honestly, I looked, you know, Johnson County leading up to play them. I feel great about playing Johnson County.
Right.
They were 5-4 going to playing us, and I feel like if we played their schedule, we'd have been 5-4 too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not to make excuses or anything, you know, going in next year, I feel like we've got to find our identity.
Yeah.
Whether that's we're a smash mouth running team that plays smash mouth defense, or we're a team that plays fast on offense.
Yes.
We play solid defense. We got to find identity in what we do.
Right.
And we've got to work this offseason on minimizing mistakes, you know, getting the guys in the right positions where they need to be playing. Because, you know, there was a lot of times this year we just had to put guys in different spots because we had nobody else.
Right.
So I'm hoping, a full offseason where we can really fine-tune these guys' skills at the position we feel they're best to do. Instead, okay, well, you're playing in linebacker and safety. You're not going to win many games having to do that. But unfortunately, when you're in the position we're in, we had to.
Yes.
So I'm hoping next season what you'll see is a team that physically looks better.
Yes.
A team that is just physical, that when people leave here on Friday night, they're hurt.
Yes.
Because win, lose, or draw,
yes,
they took a pounding from us running the football and playing good defense.
Yes. And, you know, Tony, my assessment of your team this year, you know, I've been to a lot of ball games, I announced a lot of the ball games, and what you and your staff, what from the time you've been here and what you had to deal with, I thought you did a hell of a job with the team this year. And, buddy, I'm looking forward to next year already. I love going to high school football games on Friday night, you know, just supporting the community and just trying to get people to come out and support, you know, home and away, you know. If you start winning, they'll bring people on the road too, Tony. So I'm hoping we can have a big winning year next year, getting a lot of people out and being excited about the team and, you know, the community, feed the kids, and everybody does a great job, and hope we can all just pull together and have a great year.
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned, you know, the community does a great job, and, you know, the local church is feeding us before the games, you know, community come out, packing stands on home games. I mean, and we struggle to win football games.
Oh,
a lot of people here. So I look forward to, you know, getting back to the winning ways and filling this place up.
Yes,
as you mentioned, traveling, you know, making this place a hostile place to play, which which it used to be a couple of years
ago. Yes, sir. And people want to come here.
We want to get back to doing that. That's
one
of our goals going in the offseason.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Okay, thank you for joining us this year on the McIntosh Khan Academy Show with Head Coach Tony Glaith on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, and we're signing off for the year.